Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I caught up with Justin Cloudis this morning at Bloom. That is South Central Ford County, watching it rain. Justin, how much rain have you gotten here in this last 24 hours?
2.5 inches now.
Now, you weren't dry before that, though.
No, things were just starting to get dried out good to travel on. Wasn't having to worry about mud holes and such like that.
Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, have you been able to get all your spring crops in?
No, we're right on track. We lack about 250 acres of sorghum to plant yet.
Are you bothered by insects in the sorghum?
No insect problems yet. The potential exists when things are wet for sugarcane aphids to come in eventually.
So how has harvest been going? How long you been cutting, and how far along are you?
Yesterday was our 7th day. We're over half done now. We're right on track with schedule of being done when we should have been. Now we're going to be in a rain delay.
Yeah, do you cut the wheat yourself, or do you use a custom cutter?
Primarily, we cut all of our wheat ourselves. This year, we chose to have a custom harvester try to get 250 acres of it for us just on account of the rain forecast yesterday morning.
So, have the yields been what you expected, or how's it running?
Honestly, most of them are right on what we were expecting. There's been a couple surprises, good surprises. We've been anywhere from 16 bushel in some of our sandy soil all the way up to 70 on irrigated.
Now, we are south of Dodge, 30, 40 miles. As your area that you farm, do you see a regional difference in what you're expecting for yield?
Oh, I don't know. I think Dodge is going to be a little bit off of what we're seeing down here, mostly because it was drier up there during the growing season. We did actually have more moisture down this way than up north of Dodge.
Are you getting indications on protein? I assume on those lower yields when the protein's pretty good.
You know, I didn't pay that close of attention on the proteins on the low yield, but everything else has been pretty average, high 11s to low 13s on our stuff.
Well, we wish you the best of luck on the rest of harvest. I guess, though, you'll probably take the rain even though you're still in harvest.
Yeah, it's hard for us to want to test the rain. We're well aware of how hard it is to farm without it, and I would rather fight the mud than the drought.
That is Justin Cloudis. We're at Bloom, Kansas, and that's South Central Ford County. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.